Do you have to clap?
No, apparently I don't have to. I've never had to.
Oh,
Ari never told me. He goes, oh, there's, you can just press a button where it's auto sync. I'm like, oh, he didn't tell me.
Oh.
So you don't have
where's
to.
Where's the auto sync?
He does it on his end. He's probably done it already.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you do. Why didn't Ari make like a little video of that?
Kind of just clap. He could. I mean, pretty easily.
Thursday Thunder. I'm back. I haven't been back for a while.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Well, surely more than that. Because we had one day we didn't record.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Again, it's been a big, massive few weeks.
Yeah.
Lots happening. Tragedy, happiness.
Tragedy, everything. Happiness, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything on the spectrum's happening.
Stress, sickness.
Yep.
Yeah. It's everything.
Everything.
Everything's been happening.
But here we are. The 2nd of March. It's spring. It's autumn now.
It's, yeah, summer's technically. Yeah. Yeah, technically summer's over.
Good.
Why?
We bitch
it's
about
actually
summer.
Been a pretty mild summer. We only had those 2 days where it went over 40.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's pretty hot, though.
It's too damn much.
It's actually has been, again, a pretty mild summer. And even in some cases, pretty cool, as in cold.
I'm enjoying this weather now.
Yeah, this
mid-20s
nice.
With an overcast is perfect. You have the doors open, wind's going through.
A little bit of mixture and cloud would be good. Like it's too overcast. Just
a little bit
of sun.
Just a touch. Yeah. Just a sprinkle of sun.
Anyway.
But yes, here we are again.
Here we are
and
again.
And we actually have some new products.
Yeah, well, you tell us about that.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't really know about this until you and Ari got it in. This is the Hibernate. This is the sleep nighttime support formula from Red Dragon.
Yeah, we actually don't have a lot of sleep formulas. I mean, I use the adrenal switch.
Yes.
And any sort of adrenal product like Restore, Adrenal Switch by Switch Nutrition, which I find really good.
Yep.
But this is a dedicated sleep formula by our good friends at Red Dragon.
Yeah, and just going down the list here, we have magnesium glycinate, glycine, ashwagandha, hops extract, Mexican valerian root, lemon balm extract, relora, and L-theanine. All of these help with the decreasing cortisol activity at night to lull you into sleep rather than to bop you like Fed
that
used to.
Yeah.
We do have the full 600 milligrams of ashwagandha is in there as well. So
I mean, that's
the main one.
Main
I did have to do a little bit of looking on this Relora ingredient here. I never saw it. I've never heard of it before, but apparently it's a mixture of two pine barks that have been shown to decrease the amount of cortisol activity in the central nervous system.
Yep.
Central nervous systems. Yeah, exactly it. To help with sleep. That coupled with magnesium, glycinate, and glycine, of course. Hops extract, lemon balm, all help with the circadian rhythm, helping you go to sleep at night, which is one of the things that I think is a lot of people overlooks, is their sleep quality.
We've been, and I'm really big on, you know, work on your sleep as much as you do on everything else.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But Ari's been using that. I haven't actually used it yet, so I want to start using it as well. Ari's been using it for the last week, and he says that, well, he rates it, but he reckons he's had no problem going to sleep, but then he's had the issue of broken sleep.
Yep.
And he said this has seemed to ease that a lot.
Okay,
so
that's
he's
good,
getting longer stints between waking up in the night, and obviously that equates to a more restful sleep.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
the longer you sleep uninterrupted, more REM and more deep sleep.
Exactly. And we're in a state of the day and age now where people compare their sleep. You know, you've got the Aura Ring, you've got Whoop, you've got the Apple Watch, and you get see people always putting up, oh, I got a score of 90. It spins me out that people can actually put a number on how well they slept.
Yeah.
And then use that as a brag, like, yeah, I slept so well.
But
it does,
like, and we've spoken about it before. I mean, I use the Aura Ring, and the Aura Ring will tell me when I'm going to get sick.
Yep.
Like, it really does.
Yeah.
It'll 24 hours before that, if I have a look at my sleep, especially what's, it has a sleep score and a readiness score.
Yep.
Now, readiness is your recovery index based on your sleep.
Okay.
And, every time I've gotten sick for about 24 to 48 hours, that readiness score starts to drop dramatically.
Okay, yeah. So you can tell the difference.
Yeah. It's things like it measures your heart rate, your body temperature and things like that. So when you get sick, they all start lowering or higher, getting higher, et cetera, and the ring will detect that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But
yeah.
That is will be available. It might be in as early as tomorrow, if not next week. It's $79.95. There's 30 serves?
30 serves. 40 serves, yeah.
40 serves.
Two flavours, apple black currant, which we have here, and the strawberry pineapple flavour.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. There you go.
So like I said, I haven't had a chance to... Have you tried it?
Haven't tried it yet, no.
You should take some home and just try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to give it a go as well. I'm a huge fan of ashwagandha. In just resetting cortisol and things like that. But some of these other ingredients, like you said, they're all like calming.
Yeah, it's all in the way to lull someone into sleep rather than bop them on the nose like, you know, GH Blast or pure Fenibut sort of knocks you out.
Yeah, Fenibut, I didn't like that because it gave you an anesthetic type feeling.
Yeah, and they wake up in the middle of the night, drowsy, trying to grab the walls. Mm. Yeah, good times.
That's right.
But yes, available soon, very soon.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow.
If not, definitely Monday. Also, we've got in stock now pure Tongat Ali.
Mm.
This is something that we were talking about has been spurned most probably by TikTok.
TikTok,
because
Instagram.
We started getting like about a week, 2 to 3 weeks ago, a number of people just come in and say, oh, you got any Tongat Ali? And I'm there, yeah, we've got heaps of products that contain Tongat
Ali.
Everyone was after pure Tongkat.
Pure Tongkat Ali, yeah. And it's there it is. So if anyone's never used Tongkat Ali or seen what it knows what it does, it is shown to actually increase testosterone levels in stressed individuals as well as people of the advanced age. Great for anyone using it as well because it's been shown to increase luteinizing hormone, which is great for anyone, naturals or even, you know what I mean. It's good for everyone, especially if you are advanced in age or just having trouble or just stressed as well. It's quite good for stress.
Good for, all of that equates to, I think on TikTok, it's mainly being promoted as that libido aspect of it.
Libido
which is
test.
One of the side effects of it. You know?
Yeah.
Which is a good side effect.
It is. It's one you want.
So this one is
60 serves?
60 capsules, $69.95. Now, they'll say on here one capsule in the morning.
Yeah.
I just did a quick search on the dosage of Tongkat Ali. Now, this is 200 milligrams?
500 milligrams.
500 milligrams. Anything from 2 to 1,200 milligrams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. More than enough. There
you
go.
So, you know, 1 to 2 capsules a day.
Beautiful. Yep. One in the morning, one at night, both at night.
Yeah, I think I'm always, these sorts of products I think are really good to take at night.
Oh, 100%. Definitely. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's when your body is replicating hormones, et cetera, and things like that, recovering everything. So I think those sorts of hormonal type products are always good to take at night.
Yeah, why not give your body a little bit of natural boost when it needs it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or available. Before sexy time. Yeah.
Exactly it. Vertical dancing.
Hey?
Horizontal dancing? I always do mixed up. X-axis, Y-axis. Think of the Y-axis is horizontal.
Horizontal
dancing. Yes, okay. The horizontal. Yeah. The horizontal no pants dance. There we go. Available now as well.
Yes.
There you are.
Yep.
Mm.
Also coming soon, and you guys spoke about it last week. Did you actually speak about the products or did you just speak about the label?
We spoke about the products.
We spoke about the products.
Yeah, we're talking about the America Labs, the F-bomb and effing pumped.
Yep.
I don't want to get Ari to bleep out anymore because I know how much he was bitching about it. You can beep that part out. But these are very high stim, very high in beta-alanine.
They're the highest dosed pre-workout and pump formulas on the market.
Yeah, I mean, we had 6.4 grams of beta-alanine in the full serve of the F-bomb, which, not going to lie, if they do come in today, I would love to try some.
They are, tracking said that they were on board for delivery today.
Beautiful.
So, number of different flavors. You've got the fruit cocktail. You spoke about that last week.
Yeah, it's got a cocktail.
I actually showed that to the rep.
Yeah.
And none of them had picked it up.
That's amazing. That is so good. I love how some companies now are doing those little like Easter eggs in their labels now. And I like it. I'm all for it. Make it all into a game. It's fantastic. Now I'm curious to know if they've got any other ones out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were on board for delivery. So hopefully they are in today at some stage.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just want to mention, was it last week, Ari, you and Ari had the rant about labeling and everything?
Yes.
Wasn't he talking about Faction Labs and something? about attention?
No one knows that deficit and disorder from the same company. There's no fluidity across the brand.
Exactly it's right. Well, guess what? Brand. We got an email from our friends at Faction Labs this morning.
Oh, really? Yes.
And they're relaunching attention, and their labeling is now becoming this little.
Beautiful. I love it.
So they listened to Ari. So all of this actually went into effect and happened all this week.
That's amazing. I love that. Beautiful. Great work, guys. We know you watch these products. We know you watch these. This is excellent. Cool.
That's it for Shop Talk, except we got, obviously, it's our first Saturday of the month.
It is.
Super Saturday this weekend. So in-store Saturday, 10 till 3, 15% off. Online, starting at 6 p.m. Friday and going until midnight on Sunday. Mm-hmm. 15% off everything online. Excludes just already discounted specials. And at the gym?
The gym, we have our 4/25 special starting from, we'll start that on Friday. So tomorrow. We'll start, yes, Friday from 10 a.m. to Saturday 3 p.m. Yeah, get yourself a 12-month membership for $4.25.
Yep, no other fees, no joining fees, no key fees.
Nothing.
That's it.
Moving right along.
We're getting really busy now, obviously, because we've got the comps coming up. So the ICN is 7.5 weeks away.
I completely spaced. I didn't know I was that close. All right.
Yeah. Yep. So 7.5 weeks away. I want to make a huge shout out to Maxis. So Maxis is our major sponsor, and this year we collaborated with Maxis so that they printed the ICN T-shirts for us.
Beautiful.
So they printed this nice, beautiful T-shirt that all the ICN competitors will get. There's a female version as well, so a female cut and a men's cut. On the back, we've got Maxis logo, and on the ladies, we've got the Maxine's logo. So massive shout-out to Maxis for doing that for ICN. So that's done for the whole year. We've got T-shirts for the whole year for both contests. And this is the 23rd year Maxis has been the major sponsor of the ICN.
Damn,
Australia's longest partnership collaboration with a single company as naming rights for a bodybuilding contest. So massive shout out to Maxis. They're a great supporter of bodybuilding. They support other shows as well, but they've been with me from the year dot. So year 2000 when we ran our first show. Maxis has been the naming sponsor. So thank you so much to Maxis and Maxine's. Great supporters and great Australian company with great Australian products.
That's
still
right.
One of the best whey protein blends on the market as far as I'm concerned.
Have to agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
And speaking of contests, we'll quickly mention the Arnold Classic is on this weekend.
It is, yes. It's got a rather stacked lineup as well.
It's only a small lineup. It's only like 9 or 10 competitors. But they're good competitors.
Good.
Rami's in the mix. Now, Rami's again been putting up some photos. He hasn't been as much as he was leading up to the Olympia. But I've learnt now with Rami that I don't believe any of his photos.
Nothing is real anymore.
That being said, he made an announcement, I think this was last week, that he was sitting 1 week out at 309 pounds.
Wow, what's that, 140?
Something like
that. It's got to be something crazy. Yeah. Jeez.
Nick Walker, though, is looking just ridiculous, and he's obviously is the absolute number one standout to and favourite to win this show. Andrew Jack will be interesting because he's changed coaches. He's with Chris Aceto.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and he's posted nothing.
No.
Yeah. So we got William Bonac in there. Samson, who was top six at the Olympia, he posted a couple of pictures, and he was looking a lot leaner than actually at the Olympia. So it's going to be interesting. Then you've got the little mix of Sean Clarita in
The little sprinkling of Sean Clarita. Yeah.
But this guy will be a giant killer, and I'm predicting a top three for Sean
Clarita. Oh, definitely. Well, he's done it before. He's won an open class before, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just, he's mini Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you put Ronnie Coleman in a vacuum, you get Sean Clarita.
I'm looking forward to the comparison on stage where he stands next to Rami.
Oh, my. Did you see the video of Brian Shaw and Sean Clarita?
Yeah.
That is the most funniest thing because he's just like, well done. Yeah. Good job. Thanks, man.
So it will be interesting. It'll be an interesting show, you know. And I know you're not a fan of Nick Walker.
No.
But this guy is really, he's one of the only pros who is completely reinventing his physique all the time. He's getting better. He's he's getting bigger, but he's tightening his waist. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, like he's
yeah. I mean,
and he's the king of condition. Like, not one instance, and his career is short, but he has never come in out of
that
condition.
That is true. I mean, I've never said he isn't a good bodybuilder. Obviously, he's one of the best bodybuilders alive at this moment in time. I'm just not a fan of his physique.
Yeah.
That's all there is to
it. I think he will bring something totally different, which maybe we'll
talk if about. If he has wings, that's different. I mean, yeah. If he has eyes in the back of his head, that's different. I want to see something weird.
Yeah.
Kai Greene, when he used to do, like, you don't, with Kai, when he used to compete, he'd come out, he'd be wearing a mask. You know, he might be wearing an apron. You don't know. It's always fun. He might have, like, two different kinds of shoes on. Yeah. It's a... Whatever happened to Kai?
No. And even after he stopped competing, he was still very active on social media.
Yes. He's
done nothing. Haven't seen hardly anything about
Kai. I was under the impression he was doing, like, Bollywood movies.
Well, that's what
for
they reckon.
For some reason, it's like, yeah. I probably want to see that. I don't know. I think it'd be really cool.
That'd be interesting. Mm. I'm just quickly having a look. I've got some reminders on what we wanted to talk about. Now, granted, sometimes I write these topics down when something's really, really pissed me off or irritated me.
Yeah, I'm exactly
and
the
then
same.
I'll look back on them like a week later and go, no, we can't really talk about that. And pretty much everything I've written down on here, we can't really
falls under that umbrella. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
which I just wrote down when I saw something that really irritated me on social media. Maybe one day I'll leave it there. Yeah. And we'll
have to do a whole series of what irks us. That'll be the thing. Just, you know, it's like, yeah.
That's it.
There's not much really been happening in terms of social media stuff.
Yeah. No. Look, we've been super busy. We've got so much going on all the time, especially now with 7.5 weeks to go leading to the comp. But the gym is just been going crazy.
Packed all the time. Yep.
We're really busy. But we're not packed to the point where you can't train or it's irritating or frustrating. It's just pumping.
Yeah.
I think that's the word to use. And I always use that when I'm working here.
Yep. And it's pumping.
And I'll send a message to our chat saying, man, the gym's just pumping.
Yeah, because every area will have 5 or 6 people in there.
Yeah.
No one's crowding.
Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's training hard. But come and check us out. You want to see something different here in Adelaide, come and check out Australian Muscle, the gym.
Yes.
And I'm sure you agree that what we've created here is something special.
Yes, it's very different.
Yeah. on that word, don't forget, Super Saturday, gym memberships discounts start tomorrow at 10 a.m. In-store from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, and online 6 p.m. Friday until 12 p.m. midnight.
Beautiful.
No need to use any discount codes online. No. Checkout will automatically apply the discount. So, get onto it. Head into autumn now.
Mm-hmm.
This is really the building stage.
Yeah.
The gain stage.
Yep. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. As per normal, this episode is brought to you by Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle, the gym, and Australian Muscle Online.
It's free Australia by delivery.
Over $20.
Over 20 bucks.
Over 20 bucks. It's still free. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.